cock-a-doodle-doo. When you get a handoff from the Roosters, hard to lose. Boy, he was in rare form today. And if you woke up with the Junkies, then you got to hear DQ talk to the Junks, kind of unveil who's going to play, who's not going to play, what's up, what's hot. This is the time of the off-season, preseason, that we can't wait to get rid of. Because we're kind of in the middle. I don't like being in the middle. I want to be on one side or the other. We're in the middle. Do we play to not to play or to play? Who played well? Who's hurt? Who's returning? And even if they're healthy, do they get to practice? We have all these different fragments of football going on. And our people do a great job. Standing room only was on fire this morning. And it makes good sense. All ears, test, B. Mitch and Finley. We're going to listen to a lot of different things that went down today. Donna Hopkins, Skeletos on the Turf will be with us in the 5 o'clock hour. And the professor, Lou Holder, at 6. Eat, sleep, and drink this. It's frustrating, Anthony, because no matter how hard you look, sometimes it's just not much to see. And we're in a middle, we're suspended. Do we go all out or not? Do we press the metal? We got a couple guys back, but you got some sound from DQ with the Junkies this morning. How did it feel to you?
It was good. DQ again joined the Junkies, and he was asked about whether or not he'll play the starters in preseason game number 2. This is what he had to say.
Are you leaning towards Jaden playing on Saturday, or haven't decided yet?
We haven't got there yet. Like, the next 2 days, we're still, like, back into our camp space to go. So I kind of look at the whole team, you know, once we get through, like, Thursday, and then we can decide who we're going in. But with new systems today, tomorrow, man, like, back to camp and going to dig in. So that's right. Where we're at today.
What are the pros and cons of playing versus not playing? Obviously not playing the pro is they don't get hurt.
Right. So that's the pro. The pro is new systems, timing, you know, new looks. So when you had the joint, that helps you have the joint practices to get some of those guys work in that space. But just having the time together in a game, it helps for sure. And then also, like, going through the entire routine of what it looks like to go play.
Yeah, right.
You know, without getting yourself all the way ready.
If you decided, okay, Jaden should get a couple series just to get him in the rhythm.
Right.
I would assume you have to play the number one offensive line, too. You got to play all the starters.
100%.
Would that include receivers and everything? Is that kind of an all-or-nothing deal?
It's not all-or-nothing. It's really custom to, like, where the health of the team is. Like, if somebody was not healthy enough to go, you know, then we wouldn't. It'd have to be, hey, man, like, all systems are go, then you get to play. But, yeah, that would, like, the O-line would certainly be a factor.
I defer to you. I mean, obviously, you're the pro. We don't know anything. But it seems like from afar that preseason's almost become, like, the way, like, the Pro Bowl is and, like, the way All-Star games are. Like, you guys are getting your big work in the joint practices, and this is more for back of the roster. And
some of that, like in some games.
The juice just isn't worth the squeeze, as I'm making that argument. I don't want my guy to play two series.
We disagree on this.
Yeah, and you're going to say, hey, Jay, just stay, you know, just dump it off, whatever, get rid of it. But he's a competitor. Yeah. Somebody's going to blow around. He's going to take off, and 80,000 people are going to freak out.
That's going to happen whether it's preseason, regular season.
Right, but regular season, it matters.
Yeah, well, this matters, too, to get ready for the regular season.
That's what I said.
My argument to say if you can find a margin or an edge, you know, like winning in the NFL is really hard. So if there's a space that it makes sense to do that, then you should. But there's certainly cases where it doesn't.
Does he ever come to you and say, Coach, man, I got to get out there and play?
Of course.
That's him all the time. But we've got a good relationship. Like, he knows, you know, when he can push back and when he can't. And so we had some of that last year when he wanted to go. And, nope, this is where we stand and this is where we're at.
You know exactly what I think about it. And I'm at this point every year. Every year during this week, there's several philosophies that come into play. My only question is, okay, first of all, what does the people at the top of the industry do? Does that make sense? Am I being harsh by inquiring about the teams that win most of their games annually? Am I wrong to do that? Because that's what I do. What's Kansas City doing? What's Buffalo do? What are teams that win more so? What's their philosophy? And right, wrong, or indifferent. Now, they have better personnel than I do. But they also may be better at other levels than I am. So I got to get all my levels up. My talent, evaluations, my scouts. Every area. Because it doesn't make any sense to me that we don't follow the people that are the most successful at this. I'm a copycat. I do want to be a copycat. That's all I want to be, is a copycat of success. Not an innovator of junk. So it's Russian roulette. Because I can tell you this, and I'm not telling you what somebody told me. There's a difference to your system. Everything about you as a human being, that's an adult, that's breathing, living, athletic, integrity, when you know you're not going to play, everything is different. When you know you're going to play, everything is different. If for nothing else but your breathing, the way you deal with your butterflies, to go through that and to rehearse that, anybody that's a musical performer, an opera singer, a public speaker, who does this? Who does it in the professional ranks that is afraid to practice at a game level or a peak performance tryout or whatever? Who does it? We got NASCAR. They burn rubber on Fridays. Do you think they get to that extreme? You tell me. Do skydivers not jump until the jump? We have a lot of professionals that listen to this show and these networks and these stations. Who doesn't go through a dress rehearsal before something meaningful? Are you driven by fear or by faith? 53-man roster for a reason. There's a pretty good chance you don't end with the people you start with. You get that? Does that sink in? So you prepare every stinking day for what if my center turns an ankle? What if the left guard turns an ankle? That's what makes this game so awesome. It's not just, do you have the best players? It's, do the players you have, are they available for the games? And what do you do if they're not? And then if they get nicked, do you have a medical staff that can help them get back quicker than others? You got to be good at every damn department on the business. That's what makes this a competitive it's a bash. Why don't you realize why the teams that are bad pretty much every year, and the teams that are good for the most part? They keep the right people together because nothing about this is equal. Nothing. And if you don't judge yourself by your record, you will not last long. I can promise you that. I don't care how silver your tongue is. I judge the scoreboard and the record. Join me in that crusade. And we will rid ourselves of anybody that's an imposter. You will not be able to survive in this environment if you judge people by the score and their record, not their cologne. Some of this is borderline ridiculous, but it might work. And nobody out here can prove that that's wrong. It might work, but it's going to require some players to make plays. This week, man, this is pivotal. You're going up against in a place that they teach physical football. I love this, going to Detroit. I want my team on the road anyway because you open on the road. Start getting your mind conditioned for this. Our project starts in South Philadelphia on the road. So let's get ready to travel. It's a business trip. And let's see that we have the kind of people serious enough to execute the game plan. Or do we just have to play somebody's backups? Are you telling me we can't play somebody's ones? Who the hell you think is going to be out there in Philadelphia in the opener? They're ones. I don't want to hear no damn excuse about who's in the game and who's not in the game. You picked them. You train them. No excuses. Get the job done. Or stop picking up checks. Well, that's never going to happen. So you pick up the checks. So let's put in the work. They have a great work ethic. I'm not worried about their work ethic. They got a great work ethic. It is clear that they are highly professional. What I question is the level of violence. They talk about it a lot. But in the first series defensively, if I'm supposed to judge you by your defense, and those are your dogs, you didn't put out pit bulls in that opening drive on defense. So let's replace the poodles with pit bulls in Detroit so we can get a better look at who we really are. That okay? Can we make that agreement? Is that too harsh, Anthony, for you and your people?
I don't think it's harsh at all, Doc.
I mean, you feel where I'm coming from. I know you don't like it, but do you feel me?
I love it, actually, Doc. I love it. I actually want to see the starters get out there and play because we know next week they're not going to probably play in the final preseason game. And to be honest, I wouldn't be too opposed to them not playing in it in general just because I know they're probably going to get a lot more work done in the joint practice that we have with the Ravens. And now with Marcus Mariota going down, Jaden Daniels at practice today, he had more reps and more snaps. He played with the ones and the twos today. So if a lot of people are worried about seeing Jaden play, per se, I think he's going to have his work cut out for him regardless because the joint practice next week. And to be honest, that's a good team that they're going to be going up against in Baltimore.
I love that they're playing the Ravens.
Exactly. So you get a two-hour practice, reps with the ones and twos, I think that far exceeds anything you'll really truly learn from a live action game if Jaden only did play, you know, one or two series in that third and final preseason game.
So all I'm asking. Here's what I'm asking. Here, what you can't learn is breathing. You can't get his nervous system cranked up when he knows he's not going to play. I don't give a damn what nobody says. They're never hit. So you want to never, ever, ever have his nervous system keen alert. We're going to hold him all the way out till we get to Philadelphia. And then we're going to say, okay, now it's live. And you think he's human, isn't he?
Yep.
And as I've told you, said to you privately, how hard is it to go over there and tell the defense privately, if you touch him, you're fired? Then get in the huddle and say, JD, this is live. Buckle your chin strap, son. Let's roll. First of all, I think he's going to look at you and smile and go, let's do it. Because the dude is a warrior. I ain't worried about that. Then you tell your defense, if y'all touch him, you're fired. I'm telling you, at least we give him a chance to dig in and feel like it's a real game before it's a real game. Is that crazy to you?
Not at all.
And if it is, it's okay. That's the first time I've been called crazy. But to me, I'm going, how hard is it that? What does not involve common sense in figuring out a scenario, Kevin, that will allow your quarterback to feel like the rest of the team? And not that he's in an igloo in an eggshell. He's a football player. Believe me, he can handle it. And those guys up front, they need to know they're blocking for the king. When you got a dude like that and you got to block your man to keep him off him, I feel so bad for that poor fella in New York, the back. He had a lousy, lousy approach on his pass blocking for a linebacker, and he just missed him. Quarterback got the wind knocked out of him. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy. And I've heard that Harbaugh, you know, that he's a thug. Obviously, he's not going live with his backs and linebackers on pass pro. It's called football for a reason. So we're going to find out who's right, what philosophy is right. Because here's what I like about this now. That's why I don't get upset about this now. Because if you're right, you get to put in roots in the community. If you're wrong, you'll be beheaded. Period. And we are at that point now that either this has to work now or forever hold your peace. We're not winding nothing else up. We're not trying a whole new version. It is time right now to lock in. There's not a man on this team that wants to see JD5 injured in any capacity. He has earned that. The dude is for real. You listen to how they talk about him today at practice. You're not going to find anybody that's better at his approach to the game. This brother's locked in. Now we're going to find out who else is locked in. I don't even know why this has to be an issue. Our guys have not demonstrated that they're soft in any capacity. Have you seen anything that would indicate that, Anthony?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I think these guys want to play football, man.
I'm with you. So we got to get the parents then to understand that maybe they need to stay up late a couple nights a week. Because it's time. We had no other choice but to fight through this. And so I can't wait for it. What are you looking forward to in Detroit?
I mean, I'm expecting Jaden to definitely go out there and play. No question.
Oh, you are?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wonder who else suspects that. 301-230-0980. You got the guts to put this to the public?
Let's do it.
All right. All right. Y'all talk all that trash. Now line up. 301-230-0980. You tell us what you want to see out of your football team. What are you expecting to see? And who do you expect to see on the field? 301-230-0980. Holla. If it's in you.